it's long overdue. Anybody that uses the Dartford crossing regularly will know that, you know, pretty much on a daily basis it snarls up. But not only do we need additional capacity, actually what we also need is some resilience in the road network as well. And that's what option C will crucially give us, is the additional capacity, but also an alternative route. And it will also help with growth in East Kent as well.
With it being a tunnel, you may have concerns about the infrastructure built around that and how the lorries can cope with going through the tunnel and things like that. So there are obviously these things to bear in mind as well.
Well, tunnels traditionally can be quite problematic for freight, particularly if they're not tall enough or they have restrictions on the carriage of dangerous goods. The FTA understands that the proposals for these new tunnels, they'll be built to the highest current specifications. So they will be able to take the taller vehicles, and they should be able to take all classes of vehicles. And they should also be able to carry traffic at motorway speeds.
You've obviously put pressure on the government as well to make this announcement as soon as possible. Just tell us why it is needed so soon and why this needs to be built as soon as possible.
Well, the Dartford crossing is facing gridlock on a daily basis right now. So the longer we leave it, the worse the situation will become. And also the way that Highways England now operates, we have 5-year spending periods for big road infrastructure projects. And if the decision wasn't made soon, we wouldn't see it in the next one, which runs from 2020 to 2025. And that would have meant that we wouldn't even have seen a shovel in the ground till gone 2025. And particularly with the UK, you know, leaving the EU, we need to make sure that our infrastructure is in the best possible shape so we can make sure we've got the most, the strongest economy possible.